This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
So, I'm Gary Chapman.
I'm Scott Cutcher.
That's Scott Cutcher, in case you forgot, because he's been gone for a while.
Yeah, and we tried.
And then last week we tried to do one, like, you know, Google Teams or whatever.
What, it was a disaster.
Which, by the way, no hate Teams.
But we found a solution. We're going to try it out next week.
We had such a good show. Small issue, no audio. None. Like, none on his end, none on mine end, none.
We will be releasing it for the mimes in the crowd.
That's right. Yes.
So,
yeah. If you're a lip reader, you'll love this
you
one.
You will love it. And if you're deaf, you're golden.
Yeah, yes.
Yes.
What's that?
Huh?
Hmm? So, this is Turbulent Truth, and we ingest all the stuff, the news,
and
try to figure out what's right. We're trying not to throw up because it's difficult. It is difficult, as you know.
It's unreal. It's just unreal.
But we do it for you, and then we kind of give you a brief synopsis of said things. And it's just a thing. You can't report it all. That's impossible.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a fire hose. So we actually pray that God will lead us to the things that might be pertinent or valuable to you.
And to us. We learn stuff along the way sometimes.
No, I know it all. I got it all. No, it's an amazing thing how much I have gained through this experience.
Oh, I know, me too. It's been such a blessing. It really has.
I love that part of life. I do. And for those of you that do think you've actually got it all figured out, just go away. First of all, you're wrong. You're annoying.
Because I'm right.
Yes.
You're wrong.
No, I'm right about that. I'm positive. Because you can't know everything.
That's right.
You can't. But you can learn. And
absolutely.
That's why we're here. There's so much. Where do we start?
Gosh, I've sent you several things. I know you got some things you want. You know what? You were talking about Branson, right?
Branson? Well, like the city of Branson?
No, I got his name wrong.
Russell Brand.
Brand, thank you. Russell Brand.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about him. He did something interesting?
He did something beyond interesting.
Okay.
And it might serve better at the end of the episode, but who cares? Oh, ooh. I think in the business they call this a tease. Stay
tuned. Around.
You don't want to miss it. If you've been wondering what's actually going on in that obviously twisted, fabulous brain of his,
right?
I have a clue.
There you go.
Very significant clue.
I sent you some things. I know a couple of them really kind of stood out to you.
You know, you did. There's, again, it's always so much to pick from.
Why don't we start off with Biden? I know it's a little older, but I want to make a point, and I want to get your viewpoint on it.
Okay.
Okay, because I know we're going to differ on this a little bit.
Probably.
Just thanking, anyway, I started off without you, and I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared.
Anytime that you're skeptical about a statement that came from the White House or that was made by Joe Biden, you can go to whitehouse.gov and look up speeches and remarks, which is exactly what I did. Let's read the transcript together. President Biden. Okay, I was just thanking the, anyway, I started off without you, and I sold a lot of state secrets and a lot of very important things that we shared. So the video is 100% real. Definitely a poor choice of words and bad timing.
So, I believe that he actually meant to say that, but he didn't mean that he meant it. I'm not sure. If he was trying to just be funny, is that what you think he did?
Well, I want to do a couple points here. We talked about the zoom out effect, which is kind of my new thing. As you know, I've been studying and
big picture, back up.
It's all about when I'm taking photography or I'm doing video, whatever I crop out or edit out becomes the narrative and the story that I want you to see. We do that all the time in the media. So the zoom out effect is literally zooming out and taking a look at the whole picture to get truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Truth is, and this is where it gets interesting, if you go and read the whole, he's trying to be funny, but his delivery is horrible. But what he's joking about has some truth behind it. So as we all know, and it'll be a segue into a good friend of mine a new friend that we're going to talk about, would say all jokes have some truth to them.
Mm-hmm. Or they're not funny.
Or they're not funny at all.
Yeah.
Poor timing, right? It just was. But I think he was trying to be funny. Here's my point that I'm trying to make. Let's zoom out, give a little bit of grace, and look at it in the full context. He was trying to be funny. Was he admitting to something he did? Maybe in jest, maybe he was. But again, it wasn't a blatant, oh, here I am, I'm evil and I'm out there to show you, even though I agree he's evil, I'm out here to show you. It is more of a, I'm trying to be funny, trying to make a light of everyone accusing me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And I'm going to be funny about it. He's not funny. Yeah. So that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm just trying to caution our viewers.
I see that. I get that. And I think that's a good word. I do. And at the same time, I know that there's something about the darkness that will not allow it to not reveal itself.
Mm.
They have to, because the arrogance and the pride that drive them causes them to, they have this insatiable need to say it, to put it out there. That's part of what I think happened right there.
That's interesting.
And
very interesting.
The other thing that you can count on, you and I know this, we've talked about it. If they're accusing you of it 100% of the time, no less than 100% of the time, it's precisely what they're doing. That's just the way it works. Look, just look back in history and prove me wrong.
And if you do, email us.
Please email us.
TrueTheTruth@gmail.com.
Yes, yes, indeed, because we like to communicate.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
I think we got to be careful, right? That's a really good point, by the way. You're right. The darkness can't hide it for too long. And when someone's accusing you of something, most of the time, they're accusing of either something they've done or something that they've done similar to. And it's definitely smoke and mirrors, for no doubt about it. It's pretty crazy.
The other thing that I loved that you sent, I loved it and I hated it. Where was the pastor? Do you know where?
Ohio.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why it broke my heart a little bit.
If you don't know that the church, and that means a million things to a million people, what I think it means is the body of Christ.
Amen.
It has nothing to do with a building. It has
no.
nothing to do with a name, a title. It's the people that have said, yes, right. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Collectively, they are the body of Christ. That is the church.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, bless his heart, just watch this.
During the city of Bryan was arraigned this morning for housing the homeless in his church. Pastor Chris Avell, he pleaded not guilty on 18 counts. Those charges included zoning violations for running a church that sheltered the homeless. The law states residential use in first floor buildings in a business district is banned. The pastor tells WTOL 11 he was just doing his God-given duty.
This is what the Word of God teaches, is to take care of the widow and orphan. And we have widows in our church, and we've had people who, they may not be kids under the law, but they're orphans. And this is how I worship my God. And I just want to be able to worship my God.
The pastor is expected back in court within the next 30 days.
It's just heartbreaking. If we think that we're not being persecuted, and have been forever, right? By the way, it's never stopped. It's just become politically incorrect to talk about how Christians are persecuted, because we're very lucky in this nation overall.
Well, we
but that
been.
Luck is, quote unquote, luck is running out.
Well,
right? Because we're now, well.
Well, globally, there are more Christians being killed because they're Christians than anybody else, by far. And that is going to escalate. It is.
Over here.
And, you know, in one sense, it's extremely sad, particularly if it winds up being someone you love or you. But I got to tell you, if you read the book, those people, man, you want to talk about a backstage pass to heaven, front row seats at every show. The martyrs are going to be the rock stars in heaven.
Without a doubt.
And... not, I don't necessarily want to be one, but if I wind up being one,
so be it.
So be it. Yep. Absolutely. It's an amazing thing.
I'm just proud of him for standing up. Bryan, Ohio is where my father grew up.
Really?
And, you know, around there in Sandusky, and then they migrated down in Detroit, Ohio, for a job my grandfather took, I guess. So, yeah, if he was alive, he'd be pretty upset about it, for sure. He'd be like, really?
Yeah.
You can't take care of other people? Seriously?
Yeah, when a church can't help people, if there's a law that says your church can't help people, that law needs to go away. Or you got to fearlessly break that law and just say, heck with you, we don't care what you do.
And just to be clear, on the federal level, the Constitution, the amendments, church and state, that's what that one was about with this. It had nothing to do with the church impeding on the state. It was the state impeding on the church. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect example of why that's even there, to protect this from happening.
Right. So one of the videos that you sent me, I'll have to bleep a lot of it.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's good content.
I've seen this guy, but
he's a trip.
But he's brilliant.
He's crazy
brilliant.
And super smart. And very, very wealthy.
Yeah, his financial choices have been very good along the years.
Absolutely.
His take on the impending loss of the planet to climate disaster is really good.
Well, it's totally logical.
It's completely common sense.
No emotion whatsoever. That's why I like him. He's never emotional.
Yeah.
He gets loud, but he's not emotional. He's like, this is the facts, period. Yeah. End of story.
Yeah, I think he's emotional, but I like it.
and how he delivers emotional.
Yeah.
He's
not even let it drive
him. He doesn't drive him.
He drives
him. That's well put.
Yeah, big difference. So, for the lip readers that enjoyed the last episode that we never did put up because it had no sound, this will be a little game you can play. What did he actually say? Because I'll have to bleep about half of this.
What's going to do? Rises.
Now you're full of shit. Sit down.
You.
Shut up and sit down. If the water on the planet is going to rise up 10 feet, the southern part of the United States is gone. England is gone. Most of Europe is gone. I'm jealous of the Vice President Gore. I am jealous he came up with a scam before I did. Because the financial institutions, the banks of this world know it's not going to happen. Otherwise, you couldn't get a loan in London. You know those 30, 40 year mortgages? The world will be over by then. It's the greatest fraud that's been perpetrated on mankind this century.
Right? I mean, if you look at it strictly from a financial point.
Yeah, why would you loan money to something that you knew was going to go away?
You can't even get a loan if your score is a certain amount. There's no way, if they know there's a, without a doubt, something's going to ruin our climate
and
going to ruin their investment, they're not giving it.
You can break it down even more simply. Go get a loan on a flood-zoned property.
You can't get it. Good luck.
You're gonna build something on a flood-zone property. So it's got a 100-year floodplain, whatever the heck it is. They're saying that way ahead of 100 years, we're going to lose, good Lord, like he said, millions and millions of acres. I think he's a little bit off on his math.
Yeah, a little bit.
A 10-foot rise here where we're sitting right now, the elevation is roughly 400 to 600 feet.
Southern states. We're considered Midwest, believe me.
Yeah, whatever. I'm just, okay, then go to Georgia. Go to Alabama.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. 10 feet's going to take out a good chunk of southern Florida.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
and Louisiana.
Nonetheless,
and Louisiana.
His logic is correct.
Yeah.
And it just betrays. And the big tell is that all those people that are saying that are buying beach houses.
And bunkers.
Mm-hmm.
And bunkers.
That makes
you wouldn't
sense.
Build a bunker if you're going to flood. I'm just saying, at the end of the day. It's interesting, no doubt. Now, one of the things I want to add to that is that we are called, I don't want anyone to ever think this for a moment, in the Bible we're called to steward what we've been given, right? We're supposed to be stewarding the earth. I'm not saying we can't do certain things better, but we've made it a religion that is dictating whether or not we take care of people or if people even have value because they're taken away from the environment. It's gotten out of hand. It went from stewardship to crazy religion.
Yes. Agreed.
Just saying.
By the way, it's steward. It's a D. It's not a
is
T.
It? Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And
Stuart.
Stuart. You know Stuart.
Yeah, I know Stuart.
He's got a ship.
Yeah, and he knows how to drive it.
Yes, he does. No, there's a big difference between taking care of something that you've been given to take care of and elevating yourself to the position that you have the power to destroy it. You don't. I promise you, you don't. Have you ever seen the picture of all, like every living human on the planet, if we all died at once and they piled all our bodies up? Somebody did that accurately. Really? And they put them all in the Grand Canyon. Just a little chunk of it, quite frankly. And we just barely got up over the top. I'll find the image and show it.
That's interesting.
It's unbelievable to think that we could do it. Now, granted, if there was a global thermonuclear war, it would be a mess for a bit. But trust me, long after we would obviously all be gone, the planet would survive.
Would regenerate itself.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
yes.
That's part of what's going on. Climate change means it's changing to regenerate itself. There's science behind that. Look it up. Don't just take my word. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, but there is a lot of science behind that.
Well, and that's why, I'm not afraid of AI at all. Mm-hmm. Everybody's afraid of that. Mm-hmm. If you think that man can create something that will destroy what God created, when God, if God says, no, I'm not going to let you do that, your faith is way off base. And you're wrong. Well, again, it won't happen. Yes, it's amazing. Can it be frightening if you lean into it? Absolutely. Should you be afraid? No, pretty sure. Fear not. 365 times in the Word of God, one for every day, because you need it every day.
You know, it's pretty clear if you get on your knees and repent and you turn back towards the Lord, He's not going to allow it to happen. But if we don't and we continue not and continue to be arrogant about it, then maybe he'll allow AI to do whatever it's going to do, like he's kind of allowed, I don't know, Joe Biden to do what he's doing.
No. Well, now you're talking about wrath. And I think he's going to be more creative than that. I don't think he's going to do it with computers. I think he's going to do it with his pinky.
With his pinky.
So the election is, it's coming.
It's interesting already.
It's way interesting. And
let's talk about that.
Obviously, it should be over. The primary should be over. I mean, it's kind of a foregone conclusion. It's kind of silly, but here we go. And for whatever reason,
here we go.
Little Nikki wants to continue.
Didn't Prince sing about
to
her?
Suck money into her pocket.
She's doing a good job.
It's working.
Mm-hmm.
It's working.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's funny is Donald Trump said, "Let her." You know, they you know, I hear that they wanted to just name him, and he's like, "No, let her go down this road."
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want any, and here's what I like. That's basically saying, I don't want anyone to say it wasn't fair.
Yeah.
Let her try, let her do what she's going to do, and if I'm the guy that you guys choose, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and just let her go down that road.
Yeah, just from the pure financial side of it, though.
Oh, yeah.
It is so wrong.
Oh,
it'll be, before the smoke clears, it'll be $500 million that has gone into trying to promote clearly an unwinnable candidate.
Well,
and that's every penny of that is money that could have been gone to make sure the elections are safe and secure, to make sure, I mean,
what? That's crazy talk.
No,
stop it.
You could do it.
They're secure.
It
totally.
It could happen. It could
There's
happen.
No Chad.
I'm just saying it could happen.
There's no Chads except for the ones that are counting them.
There are no Chads anymore.
There's no Chad. Chad is the programmer.
Yes.
For Dominican.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Or Dominion.
That too.
Did he suddenly he's got a republic?
Well, here's the thing is I want to screw up my words as much as possible because it drives you insane.
No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't want you to look like an idiot.
It's too late.
Too late.
I already am. Doesn't matter.
The
if you judge how I speak according to my
tell me about your new friend.
Which
he's,
one?
He's funny.
He's kind of funny. I don't
he's
know.
Smart.
He's
he pronounces all the words right. I've noticed.
Wow. He's extremely intelligent. I had a ball. It was an interesting
Tell me
encounter.
How this happened.
So here's what happened. So during the snow apocalypse that we experienced down here, a whole 8 inches in Dixon, and maybe 4 to 5 elsewhere, everyone was doing a rush at REI, right? Well, I had a puffy coat. I was getting ready to fly into
That's
Kansas City.
That's a store
City.
That has a lot of sports if they don't have one in your area.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's all mountainous stuff and outdoors activity. Anyway, so I'm getting ready to fly into Kansas City. -1 with wind chill factor of -25. So I'm like, I don't know if my puffy coat that's 10 years old is going to be good enough. So I'm going to go see if there's any sales. I walk in and it's like Christmas, guys. I mean, there's like the week before Christmas.
Everybody's there.
Things are cleared out. Everyone's there. And I'm like, oh, heck no. It'll do. I'm good.
Yeah.
So I leave and I'm driving and I just look over and there's Golf Galaxy. And I'm thinking, you know, the nicest pullover I've got that's super warm is a micro fleece from that place.
Yeah.
You know what? pull in. I know it's a long shot. Walk inside. Nobody's there, right? So it's a golf, like, nobody's there. And I'm walking through, and I'm like, oh, there's the pullers. There's the microsuite. He's like, no, there's no. Is that? Sure is. John Crist is there. He's a huge golfer. If you don't know who John Crist is, he's probably one of the best comedians, period. I don't care if you call him Chris or not. He's a great comedian. And so I'm like, you know what? I just want to let him know how much it meant to my wife and to me while she was going through a very dark time in her life with some health issues, how his humor was one of the catalysts that helped her come out of it. And so I went over to him, and I just was, hey, I wanted to thank you, blah. He was so gracious and nice and calm and just, he was awesome. Then we start cracking jokes. We're there 20, 25 minutes sharing each other's story, everything he's been through, how God's brought him through it. Just an amazing person.
That's awesome.
And I was like, I never do this because you know I'm not this way. I'm like, I never do this, but for my wife, I've got to get a selfie. He's like, heck yeah. So he leans in. He goes, you might want to flip your camera around. So see how often I do it? He started laughing. Said, you're going to have to get in close because of my T-Rex arm. So he's like over top of my head. And we take that shot, right?
That's awesome.
And so I was like, hey, absolutely. So shout out, John. Thanks. It was awesome speaking with you and getting to know you as a person. Guys, what you see on his stage is what you get in person. And he's just so authentic. Go see him. If he's touring your city and you want a good laugh that's wholesome and fun, a little edgy, go see him. He's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to actually meet him. I've never met the guy.
Really?
No. Now that I have a friend that knows him.
But here's where it gets really funny. He knows you.
Well, yes.
He does. I said, he goes, hey, so, you know, you're pretty, you know, we're having fun with each other. And I said, yeah, you know, I do a podcast too. And we're talking about just knowing people because that's how this town is. You know,
right.
Someone you go to church with or hang out with or whatever does something that people consider famous, whatever that really means.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So I said, yeah, I've got a little podcast too. It's not as funny as yours. And he goes, oh, really? I said, yeah, I do it with Gary Chapman. He goes, really? I love him. How many houses does he have now? I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's trying to be funny.
Right.
And I go, and it clicks, and I go, you're thinking of love languages, aren't you? He goes, yeah. And he's like, oh, the other one. And I was like, yeah, the other one.
The one with no houses.
Yeah, but I told him, if you've got a book, he'll sign it for you.
Oh, yes, I will. Yeah. I've signed it.
And he thought that was hysterical. He was like, that's great.
I've done it.
I was like, no, people will walk up to him all the time with a love language and go, hey, you're Gary Chapman, can you sign this for me? And he used to explain, now he just goes,
yeah, I just signed
it. Just sign it for him.
So if you have one and this face rings a bell, sorry. But I saved us both some time. I did.
It's worth nothing, though.
No.
Zero.
No.
Yeah, that was a fun encounter. Have you seen his new show where they go around to churches, him and a buddy?
I was about to ask you that. It's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny.
No, I've seen it.
I told him, I said, I'll be a guest if you guys want to like scrape the ball and barrel.
Go to
Catholic
Church?
Let's do a Catholic church,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
And I'll take you to the one I want to take you to.
Yeah.
I don't know if he goes, oh, that ought to be interesting. Mm. So whether I go or not, I hope, John, please do that one. I cannot wait to see that one.
Well, speaking of Catholics.
Oh, my Lord. What's the Pope up to now?
Pope Francis says African Americans are a special case in their fierce rejection of same-sex blessings, labels other opponents as small groups that must be ignored. So he's basically saying the Muslim nations that will throw the gay people off the roof to their death, that's a special case. But
wow.
The rest of us, the small groups that believe that the word of God is true concerning that particular sin, just like it's true concerning my sin, they have to be ignored. We have to be ignored. What is up with this dude? Man, I got to tell you. Look at that picture.
He's the prophet.
Look at that picture.
According to End Times, he's the prophet that's going to usher in the second coming.
Is he?
Yeah. He's the prophet.
He's the guy?
Read Revelations.
Right.
Read the description.
Does he have a number associated with him in any way?
I don't know. I have to go double check that.
Yeah.
But if
any
you read
sixes?
It, oh, there's a lot of sixes.
Yeah.
But if you go, yeah, just pull his lip down. I'm sure it's stamped on the inside.
Yeah.
But seriously, if you read the description of who the prophet, you know, there's certain people playing certain roles to usher this in, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's matching up pretty good.
Is he?
Yeah. Pretty solid, just saying.
So he's not really a prophet.
No, it's a, well.
It's not a compliment.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not a prophet in the way you should listen. The false prophet thing,
yeah,
it's pretty alive.
Yeah.
Very alive.
I tell you what, I knew that would rub you the wrong way. There's so many
and all
things.
My Catholic friends, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, they just know. They're not idiots.
No, I got quite a few that are like, we're done, we're out.
So let's go to the border. What do you think about what's happening down at the
razor wires down in
Texas?
Texas? My God, we're going to put up razor wire.
Laser wire?
Yeah, laser wire.
No, I tell you.
Oh my gosh, sharks with lasers. Can
I just love that it happened in Texas. I just love
right?
it. It makes me very happy.
Well, of course it does, because that's where you're from.
Well, and because that's who they are.
Yeah. Non-apologetic. We'll see how long before they secede from the Union.
Well.
That'd be interesting.
They can do it.
Well, yeah. They probably got the votes
I think when they do, though, they're not going to be alone. There are 25 states
yes.
now.
Yep.
That have mm-hmm. said, yeah, they're right and you're wrong. So we'll see how that all comes down. It's going to get interesting, though.
I hope they keep pushing the states. I really do, because all we got to do is get to 36.
Yeah, I know.
Get to 36, we've got a constitutional convention, and then we can say, guess what?
While we're together,
let's get the term limits straight. So we get all these, and it's retroactive. So everyone's in there now after this term, you're out.
Yeah.
Start there, and then let's go to reform for campaign contributions.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a company, no more than $10,000. If you're an individual, no more than two. Period. Capped. Done.
I've got a better idea.
Okay. Talk to me.
I don't think anybody should contribute any money to a campaign.
They got to raise their own independently?
No. They can't spend their own money. No.
Okay. So
depending on the level.
How they get their message
depending
out.
On the level of the office that you're running for, from city mayor to county sheriff to mayor of a bigger city to a U.S. representative, a U.S. senator, the presidency, all of those places, they have a figure that we all agree on that they can spend to let people know who they are and what they're doing.
Okay.
And that gets paid for with our tax dollars.
So predetermined.
Yes, absolutely. And not a penny more.
And then the rest is just them getting on social media like we would.
Yeah.
If they want to continue to have meetings and then go around to
unless they're going to have to pay to be on social media, then they can't.
Yeah.
Unless they spend that money that we gave them.
Right.
They can't spend
a free account.
They cannot spend a penny more. But that free account, they can't boost a post.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's got to be organic.
Yeah.
I like it.
So all that goes away. That means corruption is gone. You could actually trust that the message you're getting is the message they want you to have, and that's the only message. And it's not being coerced by some company or some rich individual, Soros, any person.
You're right, you feel?
I'm all right. I had a little George stuck in my throat for a minute.
There's nothing worse than a George.
But it's out now. No, I just think that would be so clean. It is so simple.
It is. And then do the other idea that we had earlier in our podcast where you basically match it up to their track record online.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and then there's total accountability at that point.
Yeah. Here's what they say they're going to do during their campaign. And there is a running tally of whether or not they did it or are doing it or are trying to do it. And when they reach a certain threshold of not doing it, they're actually gone. They're booted out.
And
the guy that came
against,
in second,
yep,
he's in.
And
she's
he gets
in.
A shot.
It's in.
They get a shot.
Whatever pronoun.
Yeah.
That's in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, she.
Yeah. I just think if this is two more small things that in the ever lengthening list of how much better the world would be if Scott and I were in charge.
Right?
It would be a much better
place.
Oh
my gosh. I'm
sure.
Telling you what.
Yeah.
It would be free chicken wings every Tuesday night.
Absolutely. Yes. Hot ones. Oh yeah. The border. So I posted this thing just to show you how incredibly throttling.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. So I posted it 4 hours ago.
Okay.
And I have a pretty devout.
Oh, you do.
Some would say rabid following.
Yeah.
And so far I have 8 likes.
It got throttled.
Unbelievably.
Wow.
So here's what I just said. Do you like home movies? This is your home. This is the movie. Any questions? So, I think Joe's got it under control. Seems like everything seemed orderly and there was certainly no chaos or craziness going on there. They're rushing down the wall to get to where there's not a wall.
Yeah, yeah, where they stop
or
building.
Or razor wire. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the razor wire, you know, the plan from Texas, I heard Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton backed it up, their attorney general, which is, it's so amazing to have him in that mix. Because that dude is, he's bulletproof. He's just going to fire in with no fear, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
He hates the darkness. They're going to put razor wire on the entire border, except where there's, you know, rocks and you can't get over there anyway.
Yeah.
They're going to do it. And there are also thousands of trucks that are headed down there. They're going to put up a truck barrier. You heard this?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's talking about it.
No.
Dude, there's a whole thing of, you know how the trucker convoy up in Canada?
Oh, yeah.
What they did up there?
Yeah.
They're doing it to Texas.
Oh.
But they're going to use those trucks to be a physical barrier. And those truckers are going to sit there and just see who wants to try to get by. Now, can that go awry? Yeah.
Oh, of course. It
yeah,
nasty,
it can.
And that's scary.
Well, you know.
But, you know, here's.
You play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah.
It's just sad because there is no civilization in the history of the world that had open borders that survived.
No.
None. Do your history. Go look it up. Nobody that's ever had an open border survives. It doesn't happen. You can't check who's coming in. You can't make sure that the values are lining up. It's not about keeping people out. It's about keeping the wrong people out.
And you were talking about how the southern states had all rushed to support Governor Abbott in Texas. It's also a lot of border states on the other end.
Oh, yeah.
Montana.
Yeah.
We have a northern border.
Oh, yeah.
They don't talk about it. The illegal immigration on the north side is up 800%. Since Joe Biden took office. That's the thing. It pales in comparison to what's happening down south, but it's still a problem. Did you see what Tucker did to Canada last week?
No, I missed it, because I've been traveling like crazy.
Oh, dude, that means you had plenty of time to go click and listen to 35-minute speech that he made in Calgary, or Edmonton, I'm not sure, somewhere up there. Out on the west side of Canada, because the west side of Canada is kind of like the south side of America.
It is.
And man, did he read their mail, dude. He destroyed them. They are up in arms that this American is coming up there telling the truth. He's calling Trudeau everything except Trudeau. I mean, I think he kind of actually went the Castro path at
it
one
needs
point.
To be Trudeau-t. Get out.
Or Castro.
Yeah.
Which
well,
is, that's he's actually his child. Sorry, that's not a rumor. That's, look at the picture. No, it's just bizarre how it takes one fearless, brilliant American to go up there.
I'm rubbing off, dude. I'm loving it.
And just to go up there and just completely destroy their narrative.
I know.
It's amazing.
Well, you know, the truth has a way of doing that.
Yeah.
You know, when you're speaking truth, when you're unapologetic, when you have a lot of data and facts to back up your statements, and you're challenging the status quo in the process, it forces them to back it up and to say, no, that's not true, and this is why it's not true. Yeah. It's all about exposing the false narrative.
And
speaking of,
there's way too much to expose to get it all done.
Oh my gosh, it's impossible. This episode would be like 6 days long.
Yeah, we're kind of there.
Yeah.
There's a million things to talk about, and that was...
And there'll be plenty to talk about next week.
Oh, yeah.
If we can get it worked out.
Who's the vice president? Who's going to be Trump's vice president? Quick name.
Two at the pop of my head.
No, one.
One?
Yeah. Prediction.
Prediction?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
Well, just for today.
Just for
today. It's not going to live tomorrow.
Vivek would be a good one.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be. It's not going to happen.
I don't think so.
I think Miss Lake would be a fantastic one.
He
but
wants,
that's not going
to
happen either.
He wants her to be the senator of Arizona.
You think that's what's going to
happen? He needs that.
Yeah, he does need that.
Yeah.
So what are we down to?
And yes, she'd be a great one.
So what are we down to?
Oh, gosh. There's a ton.
Tucker
Carlson would be amazing.
Best,
and for the
best
same,
pick.
For the same reason, he actually needs his voice in the media.
And that's why he can't be.
Well.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't advise him. I really wouldn't if... Of course,
I tell you what, there's one name that's moved around, and I heard him in an interview Sunday morning.
Who?
And I went, Okay, kind of a sleeper, but wow. Ben Carson.
Hmm.
Brilliant.
Oh.
Take no offense.
Oh my gosh.
Take no offense, but you know what I mean? Black. Absolutely. Well, absolutely destroys the COVID BS narrative.
Big time. With science.
Yeah,
real science.
With real science.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Serious believer, serious constitutionalist.
Yeah.
Soft. Takes a little bit of the hard edge of Trump.
Off, yeah.
Off. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Might not be a bad one. He does need a yin to his yang, and I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
Miss Lake, she's just as harsh as he is.
Yeah, that's another one.
You know, Tucker can be just as harsh sometimes.
When he asked him.
So, I don't know.
Let me give you the quote. Yeah. I've got it here somewhere. Oh, I bet we can actually show it. Maybe. Let's see.
There we go. Has President Trump contacted you to be his VP?
I don't want to talk about what we've talked about, but we've talked about what can we do to save this country, and that we will work together to make sure that America remains America. There's so many things that are going on right now. You know, compromising the DOJ, using it to injure your opponents politically. These are things that occur in China and Russia and Cuba. Those are not things that are supposed to occur in this country.
Yeah.
And we should be alarmed, and I think the American people are alarmed.
So, for those of you that don't watch a lot of this stuff like I do, we do, that about, Woo. It was about a 3-second
pause. Yeah.
Which translates to a week and a half on television. That was him going...
Methodically, should I say anything? Yeah. He's very calculated.
I can't talk about what we talk about. To say that I can't talk about what we talk about is almost saying, yes, I'm the vice president pick. But maybe not. We'll see. We'll see. It was just such a tale
Thanks
to me.
Thanks for showing that, because I haven't seen it.
It just seemed blatant to me, but I don't know.
I said, when I'm on the road, it is like go, 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 go. And I fall behind on all this stuff.
Yeah.
So the political side anyways.
Yeah. Well, you've got to sell stuff.
Well, not just sell stuff. You
got to go to all those dinners with all those people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, got to take them out, make them feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A little gin and tonic here and there. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I was kidding.
No, actually, Bud Light.
Dude, have
now
you seen?
Now they're throwing Emmett Smith in it. So it wasn't enough to have, is that a brain fart? Seriously?
Are you talking about?
The new commercials. For
you're
Bud Light.
About, you're talking about Manning?
Thank you. It's not enough to have him, but now they put one of my favorites, Emmett Smith, in there. And I'm like, what?
Well, they're
trying to make it manly again.
They're going
to
buy everybody they can
buy. So we got a new t-shirt that needs to come out. Make Bud Light manly again.
I don't think you can. And I don't. You know, I've got a good friend that has really gotten upset with me. Her husband is works for Anheuser-Busch, and he's actually an amazing guy. They're amazing people.
Right.
He does a great job. He's a great guy. I love the family. I do hate the fact that a lot of the vendors and the truckers and the people, you know, a bunch of levels down,
they get hurt.
Did get wounded when suddenly, I don't know, 15, 20 billion, whatever went away.
Mm-hmm.
I do hate that.
Me too.
That does not change the fact that it happened and that... The company is ultimately the CEO is responsible, and his initial response was so weak. If you didn't have a personal investment in the company, you had to look back and go, what
right.
are you thinking?
Right.
That's all I did. But I hope I didn't lose a friend. I don't think I did because she's an amazing person. But, you know, that is this downside of responding to a public kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle.
Yeah, it's a great word.
How do you spell it?
Kerfuffle.
You got to repeat it afterwards to be official.
Kerfuffle.
Well, remember in a spelling bee, I'm just going to, in my ear, prompt from him, and he's just going to tell me what to say.
Yeah.
All right, I'm good to go.
And then
I'll win it.
Yeah.
And then I'll be Millie Vanilli or Joe Biden.
Both. Joe Vanilli.
Joe Vanilli.
Oh, wow. Now that's a shame. That's a shirt.
On that note, we got to be done on that
I'm
one.
I'm still Gary Chapman.
And I'm still Scott Cutcher.
And this is Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
On the ground, a large fire just a couple hundred meters from the White House.
On top of it, jumping on this windshield.
The anger and the flames, it's all become soberingly familiar in this country.
And now they are blocking freeway traffic as you...
If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'm gonna forgive their sins and heal their land. Humble yourselves and pray. Seek my faith and turn from your wicked ways. Then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land. Seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. Then I'm gonna hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land.
If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I forgive for sin and heal their land.
Just pray.